Good day, my friends. Today we are starting a romantic season. Valentine's Day is just 2 weeks away, and it is time for us all to be very romantic and royal. And so today Mummy will be reading with a very proper accent. Oh, Her Majesty the Queen. Am I...
The Queen and her royal butler.
Yes, the Queen and her royal butler will be reading to you today the very first of our Valentine's Day spectaculars, because we shall be listening to Valentine's Day books all week long until Valentine's Day is upon us. So, today we are going to be reading Clifford's First Valentine Day by Norman Bridwell. And I might have to change my voice a little bit because I believe the story is told by a little girl. Would that be all right? If I pretend that I'm a little... Even though I am a queen, would it be all right if I pretended that I was a little girl while I read this story?
Sure.
Sure? Okay. Then I shall. Are you ready?
Yes.
My royal butler, do you want to introduce yourself? No? Well, then I shall just simply say yes, that today's story is read by Her Majesty the Queen and her royal
butler.
Here we go.
And we don't need, like, a butt on the bottom of a person.
No. A butler is a person who keeps the royal house and manages the royal affairs of the home. Very good.
Would you like more tea, Your Majesty?
Ooh, would I like more tea? No, I think I'm all right for right now, but thank you so much for thinking of me.
You want your cups, like, to this much tea?
Mm. Yes. Oh, we should tell our friends, yes, we are having a royal tea. A royal tea party while we read this story because it is very romantic. It's the right thing to do, don't you think? Here we go.
Whee! That's me, Emily Elizabeth, playing with my friends and my big red dog, Clifford. We're excited because it's almost time for Valentine's Day. Guess who always gets the biggest Valentine?
And of course, we must also tell you that Clifford is what size?
House.
It's definitely the size of maybe a castle.
Or maybe even a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Good heavens. It's true, he's very large and very red. Good heavens.
Before Clifford grew up, he was a very small puppy. He had a lot of adventures when he was little. I'll never forget his first Valentine's Day. It all started a few days before the holiday. I was making Valentines for Mommy and Daddy and Grandma and Grandpa.
Ooh, and she is. She's got lace doilies and purple bows and red flowers and hearts made out of all sorts of paper. That's what you put into a Valentine, right? Hearts.
Clifford wanted to help. I gave him some paper.
Oh dear.
He had his own way of cutting out hearts.
What is that dog doing? That's right. He is chewing up the paper. And I'm not sure how, but he's making a heart with his teeth. I don't recommend that we make Valentine's that way, though. Do you? Yes. In the picture, there's quite a few cupids. Little tiny babies.
Cupid.
Little tiny babies in diapers with wings and bows and arrows.
Now, in those...
Oh.
Cupid.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, we used to use white paste to stick decorations on our valentines, Clifford liked the smell of the paste. He thought it would be good to eat.
You, my friends, we do not eat glue under any circumstance. It is bad for our tummies.
I hate glue.
Yes. He was wrong. I had to wash out his mouth. But I didn't see the paste all over his paws. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Indeed. We do not eat glue. We do not stick our fingers in it. We do not stick our paws in it.
We just stamp, stamp, stamp.
What a sticky mess.
Can you explain, Butler? What is going on in this picture? Clifford is completely covered in stuff. Use your spoon. Wipe it all off. Oh, what a mess. Oh, oh, oh. This is a mess. What a disaster. And as we have a disaster in this book, we also have a disaster in real life because we have spilled our yogurt all over the tabletop. It's okay. It's just yogurt. We wipe it up. Ta-da, problem solved. It's a... You gotta stop spilling it. Crisis averted. Her Royal Highness declares the emergency over. There. 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 Back to the story. Okay.
After I had cleaned up my sticky red puppy, we finished the Valentines. Clifford liked the special card I made for Grandma. I wanted to mail it right away. We got ready to take the card to the post office, and it was cold outside, but I made sure Clifford stayed nice and warm.
So when Clifford was a baby, before he became the size of a Tyrannosaurus, he could fit inside of her coat pocket. Look at how precious he is. Talk about a growth spurt.
When we got to the post office, I pulled the door to the mail chute, and uh-oh, Clifford lost his balance and he disappeared into the dark hole.
Oh dear.
He lost his what?
He lost his balance and down he went into the mail basket.
Uh-oh.
And came out in the basement mailroom. He sank under a ton of letters in the cart and the postal workers didn't see him.
I believe we have a problem. I believe the dog has mixed in with the mail. The post.
Poor Clifford. He struggled and struggled trying to get out, but he just kept slipping deeper and deeper. Mommy and I told the postmaster what had happened, and he took us to the mailroom, and he said we should look for our puppy there.
Oh dear. What do you see? What is going on here? There's lots and lots of bins full of mail. How will they find him?
How would we ever find Clifford?
Let's count how many there are. Ready?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11 big bins full of postage. Dear.
Suddenly we heard a sound. The mail was barking. We dug into the letters as fast as we could. Clifford was so glad to see us, and we were so glad to have him back.
Boy, they found him. Cheerio. There he is. Say hello. Mm-hmm.
On Valentine's Day, I got a lot of cards. I loved the one Grandma sent. But the best Valentine of all was from Clifford.
Do you see how her grandmother sent her a card that has a bunch of baby Cliffords on it? In the shape of a heart.
Oh, so cute.
I mean, very good. Right.
He will always be my favorite Valentine,
says the little girl. And it is the end of the story. And what a lovely story it was. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Butler?
Uh-huh.
Excellent. And jolly well. And also we say...
The end.
The end.